The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Abraham Donko
and Najagble Ago.
In the headlines, economic analysts advises government to reverse trend in raw material exportation. NDPC points to agriculture as offering right impetus for industrialization. Speaker of Parliament bemoans upsurge in immorality among the youth. Regulatory Commission suggested to check mushrooming fake churches and pastors. Parliamentary polls in Mali record slow turnout, and Iranians hail nuclear deal with world powers whilst Israel describes it as a historic mistake. First, the summary with Najagble Ago.
An economic analyst, Professor Kletos Dodunu, has advised governments against the continued exportation of raw materials. Speaking on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point to analyze the 2014 budget statement and economic policy, he said restraining from exporting raw materials is the only way the objectives of the 2014 budget can be achieved. The National Development Planning Commission, NDPC, has stressed the need for government to focus on agriculture in order to attain the medium-term national development goals. Delivering a paper on the policy framework of the 2014 budget at a post-budget workshop for MPs in Accra, the Director General of NDPC, Dr. Regina Educhum, said improved agriculture is the only way the nation can accelerate development. The Speaker of Parliament, Edward Doachahu, has bemoaned the upsurge in immorality among the youth. Speaking at a Thanksgiving service at Amfuega Jana in the North Dying District to climax the centenary celebration of the Jana EP Church, Mr. Ajahu said, although there are a lot of churches in the country, most of them preach prosperity and material well-being, which is the cause of the moral decadence among the people. And Iranians have hailed the nuclear deal with world powers, whilst Israel has described it as a mistake. The deal in Geneva has prompted a fall in oil prices. Speaking in Tehran, Iran's foreign minister said the country is on the move to take the necessary steps to keep the deal on track, but he said the interim six-month deal agreed in Geneva could be halted by Tehran at any stage.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news record. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
The news now in detail. An economic, finance and public policy analyst, Professor Kletos Dodunu, has cautioned government against the continued exportation of raw materials. Realignment in policy, he said, is the only way to achieve the objectives of the 2014 budget and subsequent budgets, as well as creating jobs for the teeming youth. Professor Dodunu argued that this is the only way out for the country to develop into a true middle-income status. He made the comment when he joined panelists on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point to analyze the 2014 budget statement and economic policy. Professor Dodunu noted that importing finished products into the country does not only deprive the youth of employment, but also feeds into the pricing of almost everything, which in the long run has adverse effect for the growth of the economy.
My major concern is that when you have natural resources and you have a primary activity, you must move it into the secondary level, that is agro-processing and manufacturing. This place, we have always had a problem. In many, many of my statements on this program, I always say that we pay lip service to manufacturing. We don't have value to our products. For instance, I want to see a plan, a statement, trying to say that we are now going to add value to our logs, the logs we export. Cocoa will no longer be cocoa beans. Chocolates will fly out of Ghana, the best of the best. We have a premium, which is well known. I want to hear that some of the best furniture, they have selected a number of highly qualified furniture manufacturers. AGI is there. I don't know how they will also be responding to this. As long as we add value to our human beings, we go to school, which creates jobs for educational institutions and so on and so forth. We must add value to our raw materials. They are also resources. Just like human resources, we are adding value. We must add value to other natural resources, not in raw state.
Deputy Minister of Finance Kassiel Atuhfulsen said the government has keenly monitored the factors that militated against the 2013 budget and has rectified them in the 2014 budget. He said the 2014 budget is a realistic one and is already showing signs of better performance in 2014. Mr. Atuhfulsen was optimistic that the infrastructure fund introduced will serve a beneficial purpose.
In fact, people begin to think that we didn't perform the miracle, the challenges that we face as a country and where we've got into. But I will have to add by saying that in as much as we didn't achieve our target from the revenue side, we did give a corresponding cut. So regardless, I am very positive that though we encountered a number of difficulties this year, the first half of the year was very difficult. We've recovered that. The economy is showing clear signs of recovery, and I'm positive that based on that background, we've learned our lessons, and I know that the 2014 budget will be a budget that will provide the solutions.
And that is why we are saying that we're doing 2.5% GST. That will be one major source of revenue to the Ghana infrastructure. We're looking at an approximately 745 million Ghana cedis. We're also saying we're going to use part of the ABFA to support infrastructure that goes into it. And again, we're also saying that we have a number of projects that we are financing. We're going to have an escrow mechanism so we can have the revenue coming in to support the infrastructure fund. What this would seek to do after we set up the infra fund, we engage PPPs and we set up SPVs, special purpose vehicles, to manage our infrastructure, particularly those ones that has commercial viability.
The ranking member, Finance Committee of Parliament, Dr. Anthony Akutose, said the culture of paying too much interest in loans is killing the economy. Again, tariff adjustments and tax increments, if not well handled, will have negative consequences on the economy. Dr. Akutose therefore called for education to tilt this trend into a positive one.
In the outcome of 2013, I think we should begin to go out of the box as Ghanaians and come up with a new paradigm of doing our budget. Yes, there are a few fine ideas that we need to talk about this some more. For example, the principle of the Ghana Infrastructure Fund is not a bad idea, but it needs to be fleshed out.
Okay.
One thing that you can say is that for the first time, and perhaps in the since 1992, we finally created a contingency fund, as the Constitution says. So that is a good thing, even though I think the amount proposed is too small, so we'll seek to change it. For the first time, we've created the fund, so I think that's good. If you look at the outturn for 2013, it gets a bit frightening. So as we go to 2014, then I worry. And I've said it in the last 5 years. You see, I don't think it serves anybody's interest when you project that you get more money than and you don't get it. And it's happened the last 5 years. If you go into the tables and look at performance of revenue, almost every revenue type fell short by at least 15%. What that does is that it means automatically you will not achieve your targets, as it says. But it's not enough not to achieve your targets. See, when you don't achieve your targets, then you panic and you start going off your plans. And that is where what happened in 2013. But it's coming from 2012. Unfortunately, what happened to Ghana in 2012 is still with us in 2013. But how does it affect going forward? I think that's where the difficulty is.
Yeah.
I mean, if we borrow almost $4 billion in a year, dollars, our public debt has gone up. You know what it does? It means we have to start paying more on servicing the debt. When I looked at the numbers, I got frightened. We are paying more on interest payments than capital expenditure. How are we going to go forward?
Those were panelists on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, analyzing the 2014 budget.
The Director General of the National Development Planning Commission, NDPC, Dr. Regina Edichum, says in order to attain the medium-term national development goals, the state needs to ensure that the necessary space is created for increased investments in key national priority areas while ensuring that the dividend from economic growth benefits all. She said in order to accelerate development for the nation, the nation needs to ride on the back of agriculture to industrialize. Dr. Regina Edichum says this when she presented a paper on the policy framework of the 2014 budget at the beginning of a two-day post-budget workshop for members of parliament in the chamber. The post-budget workshop was under the theme, Retooling MPs for Effective Scrutiny of the 2014 Financial Policy of Government. Other key stakeholders also addressed the MPs. Here is a report by our parliamentary correspondents, Dominic Honji and Augustus Akwe.
The annual workshop for the MPs comes immediately after the budget is presented to the House. It is to expose the members to the fine details captured in the budget to enable them to undertake a thorough debate and scrutiny of the government financial policy for the year. The Director General of the National Development Planning Commission, Dr. Regina Duchum, told the MPs that the Commission is working on a new medium-term national development policy framework, which will be a successor to the 2010-2013 Ghana Shared Growth Development Agenda to guide the development of the country over the next 4 years. She announced that the 7 thematic areas are under consideration in the new development framework.
We have 7 thematic areas under consideration, and these are ensuring sustainable macroeconomic stability, when the competitiveness of Ghana's private sector domestically and internationally, accelerated agricultural modernization and natural resource management, the development of our oil and gas so that it does not become a curse but a blessing, infrastructure, human development, the issue of productivity is so critical at this point of our development and employment. And of course, all of this would not be possible without transparent and accountable government.
The director of WTS Tax and Legal Consulting, Abdallah Ali Nachia, who presented a paper on revenue mobilization, touched on personal income tax, withholding tax on rent, review of tax rate for the free zones enterprises, customs assurance and destination inspections, among others, as captured in the budget.
The personal income tax, I see it as a very welcome one because of the reasons why there has been no change. Ideally, we have to wait for the outcome of the negotiations of the national daily minimum wage, because if we adjust it now and there is a change in the minimum wage, we may have to go and change the personal income tax rate again. So what Parliament would have to do is to monitor and determine when are the negotiations going to come on. And after the negotiation, we determine whether indeed there is a need to adjust the personal income tax or leave it as it is. Then withholding tax on rent, it's a good idea to try to distinguish the withholding tax on residential property and commercial property. Because for commercial property, they are aimed at making profit. So with taxation, once you have the ability to pay, you'll be able to contribute more. And in order to reduce the household deficit, it's a good idea not to tax that on residential property. So people will be encouraged to put up more houses. That's the most important aspect, is getting the GRA and the MMDA speeding up on the street naming exercises so that the properties can be identified, then proper valuation can be done, and then we'll be able to get the right taxes being taken.
Dr. Ni Ashong of the Ghana Institute of Management and Public Administration, GIMPA, took the MPs through the review of the macroeconomic and fiscal management of the budget, whilst Eva Mentz of the Budget Division of the Ministry of Finance gave a presentation on analyzing the sector budget and what the MPs should consider in approving the budget.
That report was filed by our parliamentary correspondents Dominic Longi and Augustus Akwe.
President John Mahama has charged Ghanaians to show a sense of pride and patriotism in the quest to enhance national development. He said it is the responsibility of all to work in fulfillment of the Better Ghana agenda. He cautioned against social vices that derail the development of the country. President Mahama was speaking at the climax of the year-long celebration of the 120th anniversary of the Catholic Archdiocese of Accra. Nana Maumari and Fred Yivu have filed this report.
The Accra Archdiocese of the Roman Catholic Church was founded 120 years ago by the Missionary Society of Africa, SMA. The church has since contributed immensely to the country's development, especially in the areas of education and health. With the theme, Honoring the Past, Celebrating the Present and Building the Future, the church is celebrating this anniversary as a prelude to its bigger 125th anniversary celebration in 2018. President John Dramani Mahama called for a stronger partnership between the state and churches for socioeconomic development.
Despite a challenging year, God's favor is still on us. Our country continues to experience robust economic growth of about 7%, significantly higher than the sub-Saharan average of about 4.3%. We just presented a budget to Parliament for the financial year 2014. This budget is significant because it seeks to realign our financial management and to reform fiscal policy and stimulate local content, and also to bring about discipline in our expenditure. The reforms began with the budget of 2013 and are being consolidated in the budget of 2014. And this will ensure that we avoid the cyclical loss of macroeconomic stability every 4 years, as we have seen in the recent past.
The Metropolitan Archbishop of Accra, Most Reverend Charles Gabriel Palmer Buckle, urged Christians to imitate Christ in all their deeds. He said, the Holy Spirit is renewing each member of the Catholic faith for evangelism in all corners of the Archdiocese of Accra and beyond.
Let us follow Jesus Christ in life and in leadership of self-sacrifice, of selflessness, and of selfless love. And in service to all, in whatever capacity or position we find ourselves. Whether we are married people, as fathers of families or mothers of families. Whether we are politicians, whether we are traditional leaders, whether we are pastors, we are priests. We must follow Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. He is the servant King.
Most Reverend Palmer Buckle said the church went through both spiritual and physical activities such as retreats, clean-up exercises, blood donation, health walks, teachings on Catholic faith, as well as donation to hospitals and orphanages. In a goodwill message, Pope Francis urged the Accra Archdiocese to continue strengthening the foundation of the church in Ghana as they experience renewal of faith, hope, and love. The anniversary was witnessed by the entire congregations of the Accra Archdiocese, former President John Ejekun Kufuor, Catholic diplomats, government officials, traditional authorities, and other religious leaders.
Nanama Omari and Freddie, who filed that report.
The Speaker of Parliament, Edward Oaja, who was described as worrying the drastic increase in moral decadence among Ghanaians, particularly the youth. He says though churches spring up in all corners of the country, most of them preach prosperity and material well-being, which is the cause of moral decadence among the people. This, he noted, has made most of the youth devise quick and dubious ways of acquiring money and other material wealth, which does not augur well for the country. Mr. Ajahu said this at a Thanksgiving service at Amfuega Jana in the North Dahin district to climax the centenary of the Jana EP Church. Correspondent Maclean Noji was there and has filed this report.
According to oral history gathered from the late William Kokubwachi of Amfuega Jana, Christianity and education came to the area in 1888 through one Petro Yakoko of Amfuega Kweza, who was then a carpenter working at Boso and was converted into the Christian faith. He became acquainted to one Basel missionary, Reverend Miller, who he aired to visit Amfuega Akukome to establish a mission station. Their coming to the area was welcomed by the traditional authorities, hence the establishment of the church and subsequently a school to educate children and the youth. The early converts from Jana who were worshipping at Akukome relocated to Jana to start their own congregation in 1912. The church and the school have since produced many illustrious sons and daughters, serving the church and the country in many spheres. The Speaker of Parliament, Edward Do Ajao, welcomed the request by the Paramount Chief of the Amfuega Traditional Area, Tope Tepre Hodo, to return mission schools to their missions to enable them to instill discipline and other moral values in pupils and students. Mr. Ajahu noted that the deplorable nature of some roads in the region, especially the Eastern Corridor Road, has become a major cause of concern to the Volta Caucus in Parliament. He said the caucus is working hard through the appropriate authorities to ensure the completion of the road projects. He said if these requests are not met, parliamentarians from the region will find it difficult to approach the electorate of their votes. The moderator of the EP Church, Right Reverend Francis Amenu, advised leaders in all endeavors of life to be dedicated to to their duty and try to meet the needs of the people in a holistic manner. He said work without proper morality is incomplete and therefore urged Christians to be tolerant, transparent and accountable in their dealings. Right Reverend Aminu, who is also chairman of the Christian Council of Ghana, noted that the church has already planted schools, agriculture and health facilities in the communities. What is needed for the development is an effective collaboration among traditional authorities, government, civil society organizations and corporate Ghana to bring transformation to the country.
Correspondent Maclean Oji found that report.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The media stories. Economic analyst advises governments to reverse trend in raw material exportation. NDPC points to agriculture as offering right impetus for industrialization. Speaker of Parliament bemoans upsurge in immorality among the youth. Regulatory Commission suggested to check mushrooming fake churches and pastors. Parliamentary polls in Mali record slow turnout, and Iranians hail nuclear deal with world powers, whilst Israel describes it as historic mistake. We are back shortly.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
Welcome back. The Seventh-day Adventist Church is appealing to the Ministry of Health and the Ghana Health Service to speed up the process of accreditation for the establishment of a clinic at Wa in the Upper West Region. The Executive Secretary of North Ghana Mission of the Church, Pastor Philemon Inso, who made the appeal after a picnic in Wa to mark the 125th year of the church, said the establishment of the clinic in the municipality will complement government's efforts at bringing health care to the doorsteps of the people. Correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab reports.
The Seventh-day Adventist Church started in the country with very few members in 1888. Currently, it has a total population of 700,000 nationwide with 3,011 worship centers. The church, Pastor also said, is not only into the spiritual development of the people, but also not concerned about their social and health status. It is for this reason that the SDA has established schools, hospitals, and rolled out agricultural initiatives to improve on the lives of Ghanaians. Upper West Region, he said, is yet to benefit from SDA's health facility due to the delay in getting approval for the establishment of a clinic in Wa.
We are appealing to the Ministry. They have the power to give us a mandate. Since we are coming to support what they are doing, it is only they who can give us a mandate. And if they okay our papers and give us the green light, we'll start. We are also going to give our contribution to help the health package for the Upper West people. Your health is very important, and if there are competition, then we'll get quality service. But when there is monopoly, people think that without them, nothing can happen.
The Executive Secretary of North Ghana Mission said the church will continue to render humanitarian services to deprived communities to make lasting impact on their lives.
Correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab reporting.
The call has gone to government to constitute a regulatory commission to check the mushrooming of fake pastors and churches in the country. Former President of Apostolic Church Ghana, Apostle John Ananabiti, made the call on the sidelines of Thanksgiving service in Accra. He noted that this has become necessary since the church, whose mandate it is to solely propagate the gospel of Jesus Christ, seems to be deviating from it. Harriet Sapong has the rest of the story.
Sounding disappointed, Apostle Anan Adote bemoaned the general lack of discipline and moral degradation, which he said, if not checked, will head the country to destruction. He noted that many Ghanaians are behaving like ostriches, refusing to see that there is widespread corruption in the country. Apostle Anan also blamed the leadership of the church for not setting good example for members.
Now, they don't call us servants of God. They call us great men of God, with our photographs all over, big signboard and our wives. So the focus has changed. It's a pity. Some of them said in the church, you have to wait for your time to become matured. But these people, they don't serve apprenticeship under anybody. They just take the Bible and then they say they have a church. They call themselves names, bishop, doctor, apostle, so and so and so. We want to practice accountancy or medicine. There's a regulatory budget. But in the religious system, there is nothing. perfect. So anybody just takes the Bible, it says that I've been called. The states must make laws like they have done that you can't just stand up and practice medicine, even though you are a doctor. That regulatory body can monitor your activities so that when you go wrong, they can take action. There must be a regulatory body for this religious thing. People misbehave, instead of them allowing themselves to be helped, because we are human. You have fallen. Let people help you to come with, I don't belong to you. I form my own association. These are the problems that those Christian Council and Ghana Pentecostal Council, these are the problems. But if we have a regulatory body that government recognizes that people have to go to, and when they sanction you, it will help.
The Thanksgiving service organized by the Apostolic Church Ghana, La District Central Assembly, to honor God for the completion of a church building amidst lots of challenges. It was on the theme, "With praise and thanksgiving, we sing to the Lord."
Harriet Sapong reporting.
And in some foreign news, Mali has been voting amid high security in parliamentary elections, the second nationwide poll since a French military intervention against Islamist militants in the north earlier this year. There are reports of low turnout with some incidents of unrest. Mali held a peaceful presidential election in August, but since then, there's been a surge in violence. Extra French troops were deployed to Kidal, where two French journalists were killed earlier this month.
Cheering crowds have welcomed home Iranian negotiators who secured a nuclear deal with world powers, while Israel has described the deal as a historic mistake. U.S. President Barack Obama telephoned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, seeking to reassure him of Washington's commitment to Israel. The deal in Geneva has prompted a fall in oil prices.
And I want to end the news, the main points again. An economic analyst, Professor Kletos Dodunu, has advised governments against the continued exploitation of raw materials. Speaking on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point to analyze the 2014 budget statement and economic policy, he strongly called for a reversal in the exploitation of raw materials for an accelerated diversification of the country's economy. The National Development Planning Commission, NDPC, has emphasized the need for government to focus on agriculture in order to attain the medium-term national development goals, delivering a paper on the policy framework of the 2014 budget at a post-budget workshop for MPs in Accra. The Director General of the Commission, Dr. Regina Ebuchum, said improved agriculture is the only way the nation can accelerate development. And the Speaker of Parliament, Edward Duajahu, has bemoaned the upsurge in immorality among the youth. Speaking at a Thanksgiving service at Amfuega Jana in the North Dahing district to climax the centenary celebration of the Jana EP Church, he said though there are a lot of churches in the country, most of them preach prosperity and material well-being, which is the cause of the moral decadence among the people. The news was presented by Najak Bliago
and Abraham Donko in Accra.